We're doing the Lashot Aran. We're up page Nundalit in the Shalem edition, Pei Gimel in the Mishor edition, Kuf Nun in the Masada of Kuk edition. Amnam Tzich Biyu, but we have to clarify, Lam Lo Yechush Hashem Yitbarach Lema Shama Ki Lo Alevi Ki Bucha Kam Kshor Patap Enach Elcha Badarech. Why wasn't Hashem concerned? Hashem said, I cannot go in your midst, for you are a stubborn nation, and I'm scared of destroying you, annihilating you in root. Achrei Heyotam Be'eretz Yisrael. God says, so long as we're in root, it won't work. Once you come into Israel, then I will be in your midst. Well, why is it any better when we're in the land of Israel? Why is it that Hashem says, it's only for the journey that it's a danger? Why wasn't God concerned in the land of Israel like when they were en route in the desert? But so the answer here, says the Ran, that the sin that Hashem was concerned about that could endanger Israel with annihilation, that is specifically the sin of idol worship, like the sin of the eagle, the golden calf. Because in all other sins, they don't have to worry about God's anger so much. But idol worship is different. And the sin of idol worship is a greater concern in the desert than in the land of Israel. Because the Jewish people knew that the other territories were given under the dominion of different constellations and the zodiac. Moshamuz, our sages say, anyone who lives in Israel, it's as though he has a god. And whoever's in Chutzlaretz, it's like he does not have a god. And the Ramban and others interpret that to mean, other nations have their angel, their constellation, their zodiac, whatever it is, some system in the heaven that is in charge of that territory. And if something's going to be changed, it's unusual, because the norm is that they go a certain course, they're within the laws of nature, and they're under a certain star or under a certain angel. Our sages say, the verse says, that angel, if he's running the show, then the Jewish people are told, remember, we discussed this a few weeks earlier, if you're dealing with an angel, you have to work with his system. An angel is there to work, he has a system. It's not God, he has a specific course that he's taking. And every nation has their system and their course that's contingent on the system from heaven that's for that nation. So everyone who lives in Chutzlaretz, he's under the jurisdiction of that angel or that constellation, whatever it is that affects that nation. So then his prayer is not like if he were in Israel, where in the land of Israel we say no angels are in charge, we're directly under Hashem, there isn't a specific system you have to work with, it's different. Other nations have to be in line with their teva, with their nature. As we discussed, there's the nature down below, there's the nature, the system of blessings coming down from above. If you're in the system, you have to be in line with the system in order for it to work. But if you're dealing with God directly, then there's no system. Abba, I need $10. You talk to Abba's secretary, wait a second, there's an accounting, we have your funds, we have the exact allowance, why does this fit into our criterion? We have to see if we get approval. But if you're talking to your father, no. You're talking to your father, it's a different story. So here in the land of Israel, we have a direct connection. Kmo shamar katuv, v'zanach elokei nechar haaretz. Here the pasuk says, in the land of Israel, all other forces are foreigners. In the land of Israel, they're called Elokei Nechar Haaretz. They're foreigners, they don't belong here. In Chutz Laaretz, so there are other forces. And each nation has their nature and their tendency and their constellation, but not here. So when they're in Chutz Laaretz, then there's a greater tendency to say, wait a second, we're in the territory that's controlled by the zodiac or by the force of the calf. And here the Ran is going perilously close to the interpretation of the Ramban in the golden calf. We saw that the Ramban explained that there is a force that is in charge of the areas of desolation, the areas of the desert, that's called the force of the calf. in heaven, the force, when Ezekiel sees the heavenly chariot, he sees the force of the north, the face of the north. The north always represents destruction. The north is Tzafon, Tzafun, the place where God's face is hidden, so to speak. The north is always Mitzafon Tipatach Ha'ra'ah. Destruction emanates from the north. And that area of the north, the area of destruction, the area of desolation, is governed by the force of the calf. And that's why we find that when they ask themselves, how are we going to manage in this area of desolation in the desert without Moshe? They say we have to tap into that force of nature, the force of the calf. That's why they erect the golden calf. So he says when they're out in the desert and they know that there are other forces at play, well, that's the time when there's a greater likelihood that they'll end up veering to idol worship. Kmo shamru, as they said, Kuma senanu Elohim asher yelchu lefaneinu. So he says, in this respect, there's a greater likelihood to go for idol worship in the desert than in the land of Israel. And that's why in the desert, Hashem says, if I am in their midst, there's a greater danger of annihilation because they are more susceptible to this desire to serve idols outside Israel than they are inside Israel. Now, we're in the middle of a thought. We'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem, next week.